Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to go back to the theme that we were in on Monday, talking about how we speak with God, how we talk with God, how we pray. Today, I want to talk about problem solving. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, there's a passage that says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, if you're familiar with this passage, then you know that this is when a man is being let down through a roof in front of all of the most religious people in Jerusalem, and Jesus heals this man. But the first thing he does is he saves this man. Lingering illness, guilt, depression, financial uncertainty, political unrest, COVID, the loss of a loved one. It doesn't matter how big the problem is, provided you know who the problem solver is. And the question is not about ability. That's not what it's about. In Matthew 9, we see that. This is not about your capacity or ability, but rather one of authority. A willingness on your part to acknowledge who Jesus is, confirmed, by the way, by his many miracles. There were some that were completely indifferent to his claims. Others were just infuriated at his claims. But this is wonderful that Jesus comes and meets this need right at the point in which it is most public and is most desperate. Now, to the questioning and rebellious heart, Jesus proves his authority to forgive sins by an exhibition of his power to heal physically. The effect was radical. It was instantaneous. It was unbelievable. The multitudes feared him, and yet they glorified God. Then in rapid succession, a ruler, a woman ostracized because of her plague, two blind men, and a mute possessed with a demon crosses Jesus' path, and the rest is history. He met their incredibly different needs with strength, with tenderness, and he spoke to each of them a message of peace and a message of courage. Think about it. Peace, encourage it. There's something lacking in our world today, and in Jesus, they're found in the same person. The scriptures give us this picture that the Pharisees, madly jealous of his power, attributed it to Satan, just like the most spiritual people in the world or the most religious people in the world or the people who are looking to keep rules in this world. But the king, looking upon the crowds, was moved with compassion, the scripture says, and the consequence of seeing them in their true condition as distressed and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. How awesome is it that Jesus looks at me and you in the same way? Friend, listen, God may not always give you the wisdom to solve your own problem, but you can always be assured that Jesus is strong enough to handle it, compassionate enough to feel it, and loving enough to care for it. Here's what's really cool. Jesus is always wise enough to deal with it. In Matthew chapter 9, six lives were radically changed with encounters that came with the perfect, ultimate, problem-solving Savior, Jesus the Lord. And yours will be too when you stop looking at your problem and focus on your problem solver. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I'm so grateful you joined us, and feel free to share these with your friends and neighbors. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.